This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, here in this country, the exit polls say President Obama won 60% or so of the youth vote in Tuesday's election. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on whether those voters are likely to stick with the Democratic brand in the long run.
The conventional wisdom is vote the same way a couple of times and you'll vote that way for life. Peter Levine directs a youth research center at Tufts University.
Some of the loyalty might be to Barack Obama personally rather than to the party. But I will say that this generation has expressed liberal positions, relatively liberal positions, on both social and economic issues for 8 or 10 years now in a row.
And those views are likely to stick. Morley Winograd is co-author of two books on the millennial generation. Despite their fickle reputation, he says millennials are fiercely loyal to brands they trust. He says the only hope for the Republican Party is to rebrand itself.
As any number of firms in the marketplace can attest, it's really tough to displace the number one brand unless you recreate the marketplace and do something dramatically different.
Republicans can't afford to ignore this generation of voters. By the end of the decade, Winograd says millennials will make up more than one-third of adults. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.